Bryant Street Publishing presents Tempt Me, Semper Fi Marines, by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Holly Warren. To Les, we made it through 6 months of retirement and I haven't stabbed you. I call that a success. Love, Melissa. 1. The heavy smell of antiseptic hit Zoe Jones before she was fully awake. She scrunched up her nose, trying to avoid the stench. She had always hated how it turned her stomach each and every time. She tried to swallow, but found her throat dry. The beeping of the machines was the second thing that she noticed. Drawing in a deep breath, then immediately regretting it, she opened her eyes and found her sister's pretty husband sitting in the chair beside her hospital bed. The lights were dim, but she could see a little sun trying to peek through the slats on the blinds.
"Oh, there you are," G said. "Feeling any better?"
She tried to shrug, but a spike of pain radiated from her shoulder. Holy crap.
"Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you," G said.
"Thanks, Santini. I can see why my sister loves your bedside manner."
"It's not my bedside manner she's interested in."
He wiggled his eyebrows. It was so foolish of him, just like he always was, but she knew he did it to make her feel better. And he succeeded. There was one thing her sister said about Santini men, and that was they knew all kinds of ways to keep a woman happy. Zoe smiled and then winced when her mouth hurt. Damn, she was broken. She couldn't even smile or shrug. "Have the cops been back by?" He shook his head.
"Your sister made sure they understood that they needed to leave you alone."
Of course Kiana did. She was always taking care of Zoe, making sure she didn't screw her life completely up. And no one, not even the Savannah PD, would take on her sister. She was scary when she went into protection mode.
"I owe her."
G made a face, and even with that goofy look, he was pretty. Blindingly pretty. But then, all the Santinis were.
"Well, before you say that, you might want to rethink how much you really owe her."
His mysterious tone sent a wave of uncertainty threading through her. What's that supposed to mean? Before he could answer, she heard a voice in the hallway.
"I don't care what you say. I am family. I am her mother, in a sense, and you will let me into the ICU."
Joey Santini's voice echoed down the hall. Hell, they probably heard her all the way out to the Savannah Riverfront shops.
"Oh no," Zoe whispered.
She narrowed her eyes as she looked at her brother-in-law.
"I am going to kill you."
"Listen, wasn't my idea."
Kiana called Mom.
Then Mom got it in her head that she needed to be here, and Dad couldn't stop her from coming down.
"Your father, the former Marine, he couldn't stop her." The argument Joey was having with whoever was in charge continued in the hallway and seemed to increase in volume with each passing millisecond. G shrugged.
"Dad said he's been on suicide missions that were easier than saying no to Joey Santini."
"That's because the man is smart," Joey said from the doorway. Zoe looked over at the woman and found Joey smiling at her. Papa was right behind her, standing in the doorway. Her blonde hair had a few gray strands here and there, but it was hard to see them. She might have had a few lines on her face, but it held a vitality that had nothing to do with age and everything to do with the woman. From the moment Zoe met her a year earlier, the older woman had impressed her. She was so small, but she had all the men in the family at her beck and call.
"Mom,"
G said, rising and hugging and kissing his mother. The boys always showed her such love and admiration. It made Zoe miss